Bezal Hashem Mizbochu begin Perek Echad Ve'Esn, the 21st chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Ma'am Ve'Levi, the Laws of Alenda, and the Bar, in the Sefer Mishpat, the Book of Judgments. We're continuing the theme of the previous program of collections. In this Perek, we discuss specifically regarding collection from the assets that have improved since they were given over. As Rambam gives Allah Chalaf regarding the division of the principal and the what's called Shevach, the increase. Bal Chayiv, the creditor, Goyve Es HaShevach, like we spoke about in the previous program, besides the fact that he collects from the Chosim Shabbatim, he also collects the increase, Sheshbich Lekech, that the buyer had improved it. Meaning, obviously, when the debt is correlating to the value of the field after it was improved, because that's only he could only collect the amount that he's owed. And this is Bein Sheshbichu Machma Seitza, whether it went up in value because of the buyer had invested money to make it better, or Bein Sheshavchu Nechas Maleim, or whether the increase happened by itself. But there is a difference. If they increased on their own trade of kol shavach, so then the Baal Chayv, the creditor, could collect the entire increase of value. But if it went up in value because of the buyer had invested in it, then goy b'chatzi hashavach, then it only collects half of the increase. As Rambam illustrates, Kate said, how so? Ruvain shahayu l'chayv al Shimon Masayim. Ruvain was a creditor on Shimon, his debtor, for an amount of 200 dinar. Now Shimon, the debtor, had sold to Levi a field worth 100 dinar. Now Levi went as a buyer, a new home buyer. He goes and he invests in the property, and he increases its value. And now it's worth 200. Now when Reuben's coming to collect from Levi, which he's owed 200, maybe he could collect the whole field 200. No. He could collect 150 of the half of the Shevach, because the Shevach went up 100, it was worth 100, now it's worth 200. Half of the Shevach, which is another 50, for a total of 150 is what he could collect from that field. Now, v'mishbicha machmas asma, but let's say it went up in value by itself, could go in chukr bedamim, inflation, it went up in value, oy olubo ilonis, or let's say just trees started growing over there. So good, if it's cooler, then he collects the whole thing, which is the 200 that he's owed. Hayru chacham gedoyim ba'amr, says the Rambam, great sages have ruled, and they have said, that lo yehei alikeach ra koichai, the buyer should not have a worse ability by than someone who goes into someone else's field without permission, and he goes and he does work in it with Allah sheshamalei biyod al taktayna, where we evaluate for him, but he just has the lower hand, meaning in regards to how much the increase of value is and how much he invested. Meaning, if the shevach is more than how much he invested, he at least takes the amount that he invested. If what he invested is more than the Shevach, he takes the amount of the Shevach. So, lefikach, if that's the case, like this Chacham Gedolim, says the Rambam, imish b'yach meyam, if the increase is 100, v'hoitzi chamishim, and he has invested 50, so it was worth 100, he invested 50, and now went up 100, so if that's the case, the Shevach is more than the Haitzah by a measurement of 50, because he invested 50, but it went up to 100. So Neitel Kol Haitzah. So he takes all of how much he invested. Not only that, but Chatzi HaShevach HaYosa HaHaitzah. Together with half of the Shevach, that's more than Haitzah. Because we said that that's what he divides with the Baal Chayv. Now, V'Chetzi, now half of the Shevach, in my carrying with the principal, is what Toyev Baal Chayv, is what the creditor goes to collect. So it comes out that we consider and we divide between them only the Shevach that's more than the Haitzah. And says Rambam, Dvarim Shel Tamhim, and these are words that are intelligent. V'kachur Aladin, and that's how it's appropriate to educate these cases. Then V'chayz Halikech, then the consumer who lost out over here, V'gay B'Sakaren, the primary principal is grabbed away by the creditor. He goes and collects that principal of Nechzi Shimon from the assets of Shimon. Af Menam Shubadim Shemachar Einasan. Even what was sold off properties, I mean that there was a lien on that he sold off or he gave me'achar zman shemacha by Levi, which was after the time that he had sold it to Levi. Regarding those properties, he has a lien on them. And that he could collect from, if it was subsequently sold off, regarding the principal, avol shavach, but regarding the increase, shatarav me'med v'alchev, which the creditor is collecting from him, be'mechetzi, be'mekula, whether it's half of it or all of it, depending if it happened by itself or he had invested in it, like we spoke about just prior, that in Levi Goyveyu, that Levi cannot collect Elam Nechazim Nechayrin Shal Shimon, only from the available assets of Shimon. Why? This is a remedy for global commerce. Shleigva hashavach, that one should not be able to collect the shavach, what we're discussing over here, the increase that he did. Neither the produce that a gazlan has eaten. For example, let's say someone stole a field full of pears, and they ate the pears which came forth. The victim collects the value of the pears only from an chatzav nechaydin, not from properties that the gazlan had sold off. And similarly, not the sustenance of the woman or the daughters, which refers to a widow and her daughters who get fed from the estate of the inheritance, that cannot be collected from the chasim shabbatim. Any one of these items cannot be collected from encumbered properties which are sold off. But these are things that don't have a set amount. We don't know how much these items are, what they're going to be. And since the buyer doesn't know how to be careful, no one's going to want to buy. It's only things that are definitive. You know what to calculate in for the risk factor. So, therefore, the shavach cannot be collected from the chasim shabbatim. Now, umakulik suba, and from the leniencies of the collection of a ksuba, shle titter v'ishim the shavach, that actually a woman never collects from the shavach for her ksubasa. For when she's collecting ksuba from the chasim shabbatim, she cannot collect from the shavach. Now, going back to the prior halacha, v'limen yitref bal chayv, why is it that the creditor collects chatzei shavach bavad, only half of the shavach, haba machma seitza atzma, which comes because of the investment of the buyer. The reason for that is, Lefisha Shevach Bol Acher Shalavim Reuven. This increase came only after he had borrowed from Reuven, and La'acher Shemachal Levi, and after it was sold to Levi. Levi is the one who invested in this and made the Shevach, but it was after he bought it and after the loan. So Menimsa, essentially what comes out is like this, is that Reuven, who had lent the money to Shimon. The Levi, he's the one who bought the field from Shimon with insurance, are essentially kishnei balei chayvus leShimon. They're like two creditors toward Shimon, coming from different angles, one because the loan and one because he's owed insurance. So essentially, the shevach, the increase that Levi produced, either the words ba'an l'chasim or it's really kin l'chasim, is like property sheboloi that came to the debtor, Acha shalav mishneim, after quote unquote as if he borrowed from both of them. So you're going to look at the shevach like a new property that Shimon has, which came to him after he borrowed from both of them, where shem chalkin ke'acha, where they both get to divide equally. K'moshe bi'arin, we explained this already in the previous parak chav halacha aleph. That's why they divide the shevach equally. Now lefikach, therefore, from this that we're saying that the buyer has halacha essentially like a creditor of the seller, and the shevach is considered like new property that this borrower seller had gotten after he had sold it, comes out, Reuven shalava mishimin manu. Reuven, that borrowed from Shimon 100 dinar. B'chazav leni wrote to him, shani asa liknais, that whatever I'm going to buy is going to be meshubet to you. B'chazav leni wrote to Levi masayim, and then he went and he borrowed from Levi 200 dinar. B'chazav leni wrote to him, shani asa liknais, whatever I'm going to end up buying is meshubet to you. B'kona achkech sod, and then he subsequently bought a field, which is meshubet to both of them. But Machar Yehuda, b'mei v'chamishim, he actually sold to Yehuda for 150. Now, v'shpichi Yehuda by itzasa. Now, Yehuda made it value go up because he invested in it. But he shava shalish meis. Now, instead of being worth 150, it's worth 300. So, aloch is like this. Toidiv Shimon v'Levi hakeren. So, Shimon and Levi, they could collect the principal, which is the worth of the field before the shabach, which is 150, that they take v'chol kenoise b'shava. And that they divide equally. Because again, before we sold to Yehuda, it was already indebted to this Shimon and Levi. So they divide equally, the principal. It comes out that Shimon has 150, has 75 from the 150, and Levi has 75 again, because they're all owed at least that amount. One was owed 100, one was owed 200, so he gets 75, he gets 75. Now, Now, subsequently, the all three of them, the original two lenders, one from 100, one from 200, and the buyer, Yehuda, who's also owed money for insurance, all three of them go, and they divide the 150 of the Shevach, because that only came after he was also party to this. He's the one who made it better. The way we explained, that is, in the beginning, they divide. What do you mean, as we explained? As we explained previously, that the way you divide when there's a few creditors is you take the amount that, if you're going to divide equally, for the lowest one of those three. So first you divide, each one is going to get, you're going to divide 75 first, equally. So each one's going to take 25. The reason why you're doing that is because now Shimon, who who's the one that was only owed 100, he's out of the equation because he was owed 100. He already got 75 because they divided the 150 together. 75 plus 25 is going to be 100, so he gets whatever he needs. Then Levi and Yehuda, they go and divide the remaining 75. So he gets 75 and 37.5, and he gets 37.5. So Nimza comes out, Shimon Taitif Mana Shalai Misadazu. So Shimon's going to get his 100 from this field. The Levi Taitif Meir Shalai Meshiba Mechza Levi, who's owed 200, is going to get 137.5. But Yehuda, Yehuda's going to take from the Shevach, meaning from the 150 in the principal, he's not taking anything. That they had rights first. And rather, he's going to have to collect the principal that was sold to him from the seller. He's just joining with the other two, from the later two divisions, from the first one, 25, and then when it's divided again, because Shimon's out of the equation, they can divide, he's going to get 37.5, which is going to give him a total of Shnayim B'Shishim Amechza. It's going to give him 62.5. Again, says Ram, that's how they divide it, even if there's 100 of them, exactly as we described it. Halacha Beis continues regarding collection of Pedis. So, Kol HaPedis She'achal Lekeach, any produce that the buyer already consumed, in Metrof Memenu, the Baal Chayv cannot backtrack and say, hey, that was from a field that was owed to me, and to collect from that. No. Avla Pesim Chabam Lekaka, but regarding produce which is still attached to the ground, Ava Pesha in Mitzrichim Lekaka, even though it doesn't need the ground anymore, Kanav Mashigi Libatz, like grapes, which is time for the harvest, it's ready to be taken off, it doesn't make a difference, already Baal Chayv Goyim Mehem, the creditor could collect from them. We said just like he collect from the increase of the value of the field, so to the payers which are still there, it's he has lien on that and he could collect from those payers. Halacha Gimel continues regarding collection of shevach when it was not sold to someone but actually gifted to someone else, and also when it's a shevach collecting from yisoyim. So matana sheshavcha machmasaitza, and this is in contrast to what we said about when we sold off, as we spoke about previously. But let's say the debtor gifted it to someone else, and that it went up in value because that one who received the gift invested in that field. So actually, creditor cannot collect from the increase at all. Ella rather, we look at how much it was worth at the time when it was gifted, and that's how much we're going to. That's how much the creditor could collect. But if let's say it went up in value by itself, then the creditor could collect all of it. Now, but let's say the recipient received achrayis matana, insurance on the gift, then the creditor could collect the increase, just like he collect from when it was sold off from a buyer. Now, the question is, why is it that the creditor could collect half of the increase from a buyer, as we previously spoke about? Why can he not collect anything from the increase when it was given as a gift? The reason that is, because when it's specifically a seller writing to the buyer, he writes in Bishtar Mechiri in the document of the sale, this that I'm liable to, that I owe you for the principal, the amal shatamal, and with the work that you're going to invest, and the increase that you're going to make, and on me, says the seller, I take all insurance, all responsibility. And the buyer was okay with this, and he accepted that type of contract. Because the buyer went in with that type of stipulation. If, let's say, the increase is taken away from him, is going to go back to the seller. So if that's the case, he's okay with that. And even if they didn't write this in the document, it's already well known. That's the halacha. That's the way we judge a seller with a buyer. So since you're okay with that, so then the bachad could collect the shevach. But regarding a gift that you don't make such stipulations, then the Baal Chayv cannot collect from any of that increase that was invested by the recipient because he didn't go in with that agreement that it should be collected from a collector. So too, regarding orphans that they made the properties better. A creditor cannot collect from the increase at all. But if let's say, and we're always lenient for the orphans and stringent to the collector, but if let's say the properties went up by themselves in value, then go back to Shevach Kuli, then he could collect the entire Shevach that's owed to the Baal Chayv. Halacha Hei continues regarding the leftover after the collections. So Baal Chayv, so when you have a creditor, Shatarf Baal Chayv, that he collected for the debt, Mi'ad Lekeach, from the buyer, Masharoloi, which was appropriate for him, Minah Karen, which we said he collects the principal, and Mechatzei Shevach, and half of the increase in value. So Rodoyin Hanishim Nekaka, we look at now what's remaining in the property by the buyer after the collector finished collecting. If there's any benefit to the consumer, in other words, there's a portion of the field that's remaining by the buyer that's fit to go ahead and still utilize it, For example, it's still remaining in the field. Base tisha kavin, that you could plant over there 9 kav of grain, which is a saw and a half. Or vagina, regarding a garden, base chatzi kav, the area of a half a kav. So then yishtat for bashnim. So then they'll both be partners in this field. They'll divide it. Neither one of them could force the other one to buy or sell from him, because you have enough left over for yourself. But if, let's say, it wouldn't be remaining enough, that if it's going to be divided to give the collector his amount and leave over for the buyer whatever's left over, to have that it would have a title of a garden or a field, then the creditor should give to the buyer as dumb of the monetary value and pay him out and buy him out, because there's not much left of what you're leaving him over. Lechov continues as collections are, as it applies to specifically what's called a soda of a paitiki, which is a paitiki hekoi. From here, the debtor had designated that that's where the collection is going to be from. So haisa soda a paitiki. If the field by the buyer was not paitiki, so balchayv naitel is kula, here the creditor takes the whole thing with the shevach, because it was like acquired to him. V'roin chatzi ha-shevach hanish lekech. Now, we do see the half of the shevach which remains for the lekech, that im hoya chatzi ha-shevach yasal atza. If that half a shevach was more than what he invested, naitel ha-itza mi-balchayv. He takes the lower, he only takes the investment from the creditor. Because the creditor could tell him, look, it was my field, it was a paitik, it was a designated for me, that you made better. So look, the halacha is going to be like somebody goes into his friend's field and he makes it better, where we give him the lower of the two, which is, you're just going to get the expenses. Now, whatever's remaining for him from the, that he's losing out from the shevach, he goes and takes from the one who sold it to him. But let's say the half of the shevach is actually less than the amount he invested. He only gets from the one that collected from him, which is his rights also, like we said, of the chatzi shevach. That's all he's going to get, not the investment, because he gets the lower hand. And then he's going to go back and collect from the seller only that half a shevach, which was grabbed away, that he lost by the collector. That's what he's going to collect from the... So even though he invested more, but still, he only has chatzi shevach and balchayv, and the other chatzi shevach will be collected, besides the karen, obviously, from the one that sold it to him. Halacha zayin, balchayv shebolitrav min hayisaimim, regarding a creditor that's coming to collect from orphans. So yisaimim, the orphans, they say, anushpachnu, we had made it better, which we said before, when they make it better, so you cannot collect from them. But balchayv, the creditor is saying, no, shemavicham hishbech, maybe your father made it better, which that would be able to collect from that. The orphans have to bring a proof, and if they don't, then the lender could collect from the shevach. Let's say they bring a proof that they made it better. So shomalem as a shevach v'saitza. So we evaluate for them whatever they had made an increase and how much expenses they put in. But and they take it the lesser of the two. And we evaluate that in monetary value. In other words, he has to pay the orphans monies, and they cannot claim that they want to have a portion of the field according to the amount that's coming to them. When we say this, only if this was a field for a paitiki, so this is really his field. So if they're saying we made it better and they bring a proof to this, so then, okay, it's something that he owes them, like almost like a lekeach, and therefore we give them the lower of the two, whichever one it is, of the shevach or daitza, and he pays them that amount. But it's only if the field wasn't a paitiki. But if this field of the debtor that he designated for the creditor was not an apaytiki. Imratza yisayim l'salik bal chayv. B'damim, if the orphans want to pay out that creditor with money, then misalkan they can remove him. But v'imratza, if they want to, neitlan lekarka shir shevach shalhem, they can go ahead and actually take from the property the amount of shevach that they had made. In other words, the whole shevach. That's what it's in halacha dal, that the bal chayv doesn't collect anything from the shevach that the orphans had spent and invested in, so they could even take from the field itself. They have the upper hand if it wasn't an apaytiki.